The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Part of being a Christian inevitably means that if we're doing our job right, someone somewhere will not be very happy with us. In the early church, for the first 300 years or so, our Christian brothers and sisters were being fed to lions. This isn't a metaphor. They were being put to death. Christ himself so upset the people of his time that they put him to death. Still today, in many parts of the world, our brothers and sisters in Christ are being put to death. This hatred from the world is to be expected, though, because we do not belong to this world. My brothers and sisters, this does not mean that we must seek out this hatred nor this martyrdom, but it does mean that if and when it comes, that we embrace it and accept it. Accepted in the same way that Christ accepted his cross. And we must do this joyfully. I can't tell you how many stories there are of saints throughout the centuries who, when they were very, very literally in the act of being put to death, were joyful and happy to be able to join themselves in their suffering to Christ crucified. Loving our enemies, then, is part of being Christian. And praying for those who persecute us is part of being Christian. We may not in our lifetime face much of this persecution or hatred, at least not to the extent that the people who have come before us have. But we will feel it a little bit. And if we don't, we might want to ask ourselves why. If Christ wasn't able to escape the cross, how are we able to escape the hatred of the world?